I'm Virginia Henry, and today I'm here with Dana Kirkham, who is the CEO of REDI, which stands for the Regional Economic Development for Eastern Idaho. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
So, first of all, tell me a little bit about your background. You're kind of a new CEO to REDI, is that right?
I am. I'm about a year and a half into my employment with REDI. I started as the STAR director, which was Science, Technology, and Research, and then moved into the CEO position last June.
Yeah. So, how did you get involved with this organization, and what's your background?
So I'm actually not an Idaho native. I was raised in Northern Virginia, and I started my career with a Central Intelligence Agency, and then moved out with my husband. He had an opportunity out here in Idaho, so we moved out here, and then I got involved in my community, and I served on the city council in Ammon for several years, and then I was the mayor of Ammon. And through my job as mayor, I interacted with this regional economic development organization, and I sort of bought into the vision of a regional perspective instead of individual cities, particularly because all cities in Idaho, not all cities, all cities in eastern Idaho, even the largest, Pocatello and Idaho Falls, are really still classified as rural nationally. So for us to get attention, we need to leverage all of our strengths. And we're 300 strong together, 300,000 strong together. So that really kind of piqued my interest and curiosity. And so when I was done with my term as mayor, I decided to give this a try.
Okay. It must have been a pretty big shift coming from Virginia out to Idaho. Was it a huge difference?
You know, there's pros and cons to both. And this was a really great place to raise our children. And, you know, there's something to be said for the lifestyle in eastern Idaho. There's a great sense of security. There's a lot to do as a family. And you still have all the amenities of a larger city without all of the pitfalls like traffic. And I mean, I think about my time in Virginia, and it would, you know, I went 5 miles down the road and it would take me 45 minutes to get to work. And here I never have a commute more than 10 minutes. So that's fantastic.
Yeah. I'm from the Midwest. I'm from Missouri, and I love the small town feel, but it's definitely different. It's pretty lush in Missouri, and here it's more like the high desert. Mm-hmm. So that's
but for we're me. Close. We're very close to pretty majestic beauty that you don't find just anywhere. You know, you go to Teton Valley.
And oh yeah,
it's amazing. You go to the Sawtooths, and I don't think there's a prettier place on the planet.
Well, that's wonderful. Now, tell me about REDI. Like, what exactly is it? What is its purpose? Because I'm sure a lot of our listeners aren't familiar. Mm-hmm.
So we really focus on economic development, and our mission's threefold: to protect, expand, and attract. So protect the businesses that already exist in our ecosystem, and then create an environment where they can expand, because we know the most organic growth comes from within, and it's the most sustainable growth. And then to attract businesses that fit into the ecosystem that's already established, so that we build a network economy and they can thrive and flourish.
Okay, so tell me, what are some of the things that you guys have been doing in order to achieve those goals?
Mm-hmm. So right now, our big focus is on a regional economic development strategic plan, and really looking at the region and looking at the data regionally, because we can see it by county, but we haven't aggregated it over all of the different counties to understand what we really have to offer collectively. So we'll be done with that in June. In fact, the RBDC's helped us a lot with some of that data, so that's really been fantastic. But I think that's the first step, is identifying who we are and then identifying what we want to become. But we have to start with a good, solid understanding of what exists today, and not just based on what we feel, but what the data tells us. So we're identifying the top five industries in every county, and then saying, okay, how do we build off of that?
All right. And you are actually going to the Rexburg City Council meeting tonight, mm-hmm. and you're going to be presenting there. What are you presenting on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there I'm just giving them an update on some of the projects we're working on. We've had three different companies looking to relocate to eastern Idaho in the last couple of weeks, so I'll be talking to them about that. And then I'll be sharing a lot of the data that we've pulled together with them as well tonight, and help them sort of understand where Rexburg and Madison County fits in the grand scheme of the whole region.
Okay. And what is there any way for people who, you know, ordinary community members, any way for them to get involved or to contribute or to help Ready in any way?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think maybe that comes more in their public forums, like their city council meetings and their county commissioner meetings. We deal more with industry, and so certainly people that are involved in businesses and industry would interface with us, and we certainly provide data for them when they're trying to apply for grants, and we certainly help them with expansion if they need tax abatement or something like that. So that's really how we interface with the general public. Although sometimes we have advocacy missions, like right now we're looking at the small modular reactor and it coming to Eastern Idaho because of the Idaho National Laboratory and because of the NRC requirements and some of the public forum requirements. We'll certainly be right in the mix of that, helping to get people in the seats to advocate positively for the SMR project.
Okay, that's that. I mean, a lot of that stuff is pretty big stuff. Like you said, it's more industry focused. What if you when and you guys are able to achieve a lot of these goals and a lot of your objectives? What is that going to mean for the normal community? What kind of impact is that going to have?
Well, the impact you see it in a lot of different ways. So, one of the things that we're really focused on is deliberate growth. And when I say deliberate, it means not just letting things happen to you, saying this is how we want to grow and how we want to grow responsibly. Because some of the things that we really enjoy here, like the low cost of living, can be destroyed if we allow growth to happen too quickly. So we're mm-hmm. very careful and deliberate about that. But then we really focus on job creation. So you'll see the impact that way, because what the public cares a lot about is like Costco. When are we going to get Costco? Well, that's not what we do. So okay. What we do is bring in higher paying, more sustainable jobs so that Costco will look to relocate here because they can sustain their business because we have enough expendable dollars for them to, you know, for people to patronize them. So that's really where our focus is jobs and good living wage jobs. And so if we're successful, that's what you see in our region, is that you can raise your family here and your kids can go to BYU Idaho and they can graduate and they can have a great job when they're done and stay in Eastern Idaho.
I think so many people in the community would be so happy about that, because I know they have a problem with retention, or mm-hmm. Idaho has a problem with retention. We have a lot of people mm-hmm. leaving, and unfortunately some businesses leaving the state. And we don't want that to happen. We want to be able to keep people here. Mm-hmm. And so it sounds like it has a vision to make that possible, or more attractive, I mm-hmm. guess you could say,
right.
For the people who live here.
Yep. And we were really pleased when we were pulling data from the universities to see that over 30% of BYUI students actually stay in the region. And so that's a very positive sign, and in large part because this university has an international mission. I mean, mm-hmm. it has an education-based mission, but then it also has an ecclesiastical mission where it wants to send its students back into the world. So the fact that we can capture 30% of those students and keep them in Eastern Idaho, we see that as a success.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time
to
come here and tell us all about Ready. Again, this has been Dana Kirkham, who is the CEO of Ready, which stands for Regional Economic Development for Eastern Idaho. Thank you so much.
Thank you.